This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1088, Life After IELTS, Philosophies to Stay Motivated.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, we'll share four famous quotes about philosophies on life. Use them on IELTS writing, and better yet, write them on the wall to stay motivated and find your way through to life after IELTS.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Aubrey.
I feel a deep thought coming on.
We are all about deep thoughts on today's podcast. Do you remember, it was an old Saturday Night Live sketch, Deep Thoughts by Jack Handy?
Yes. Oh, I loved those. I'm going to have to go look some of those up after this.
I know, me too. We're going to share with you guys real quotes about life philosophies that you can use in speaking part three and writing task two. A quote is such a great way to start or end an essay. And today's quotes are short and memorable and very famous, guys. So I would love for you to write down just one of today's quotes and try to use it in an essay this week. So we have a few reasons why we are talking about these quotes today, guys. So the first is, yes, you can use famous quotes on IELTS. I have seen students use them very effectively in their task two essays, honestly. And it's always great at the end. I think that is the number one best place for a quote is as a concluding sentence for an entire essay. So that's the first reason. And the second reason is because we want to encourage you guys to ponder life after IELTS. We are trying to do a few episodes a month about this, guys, because you cannot just focus on IELTS. That is not the whole end all be all of your being, right? Life after IELTS. That's how you can stay motivated to actually get through this process and done with the exam.
I know if you keep the big picture in mind for any goal, it's so much easier to stay on track, stay engaged, stay motivated. If you start really narrowing in and it's just the day-to-day minutiae, that can get a little tedious. But if you keep the bigger goal in mind, remember that IELTS is just the first step in your path to your bigger goals, your life after IELTS, then you're going to stay motivated, engaged, and excited.
Exactly. Those two words are so important, guys. Motivated and engaged. If you are not feeling those things, you're not at your best. You're not learning. You're going to be discouraged. Your scores will go down. So that is why we are here today, guys. We want to motivate you with some quotes. Put your studies, your IELTS studies, into a larger context, guys, and start to find your inspiration to keep working hard, because it is hard work, right? Preparing for this exam. So we need to be inspired. A couple things, guys. The first philosophy that we're going to share with you is actually the All Ears English philosophy on learning English. Connection, not perfection. And if you guys aren't aware of that beautiful motto, that probably means you're not listening to All Ears English, which is a shame. Guys, You got to listen to the All Ears English podcast with Lindsay and Michelle. Aubrey and I also make appearances over there, guys. So if you're not checking that out, check out All Ears English, vocab, culture, everything related to learning English. And if you are already a fan, we want to encourage you to share that love of connection, not perfection, guys. This month, it's actually almost over. It's just during September. Sign up to be an All Ears English ambassador, and you get a personal link to share with friends. And the person that shares the most gets to win a prize. So first prize, guys, you get a 15-minute chat with a host of your choice. Aubrey, me, Michelle, Lindsay, you get to choose. And second prize is a month of free transcripts for All Ears English. So guys, sign up to be an All Ears English ambassador. Connection, not perfection. AllEarsEnglish.com/share contest. All right. I want you, Aubrey, to share the first quote of the philosophy on life from Mae West. She was a famous actress, I believe.
Yes, exactly. And this is a great quote. She said, "You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough."
This is so cool.
And I know I love it so much because we spend so much time, I think, sometimes thinking, if I could go back, I would change this, right? So we can avoid that mentality if we are reaching our goals, if we're doing everything we can, so that when you look back, you know that you put in all the effort you could. Sure, things didn't go perfectly, but you wouldn't go back and change anything
totally.
Because you did your best in that moment.
I love this idea of just using this to look forward, right? It's, guys, we cannot take these quotes and apply them to our past if that would bring up regrets, right? If you're like, oh, well, but I should have done this and blah, 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 blah. I want you guys to take these quotes and move forward with them, right? Like Aubrey said, life isn't perfect. And you know what? Nobody can grow up without making mistakes and learning. I mean, we have to make mistakes in order to learn and grow, right? But moving forward, guys, let's take one of these quotes as our personal life philosophy, right? I love this one. You only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough, right? So, regarding IELTS, guys, maybe you want to only take the exam once, right? You've heard students on this very show, like Luana from this week, who only had to take the exam once, and she got an 8 on reading, right? Guys, if you prepare right, you don't have to make IELTS just, you know, a years-long journey. You don't have to take the exam 10 times. Of course, you can prepare with us, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, so the next quote I want to share with you, is actually from another course that we have at All Ears English called The Connected Communicator. It's so amazing, guys. If you're at all curious about American culture, learning how we talk in real life, the slang, the idioms, the lazy pronunciation, the natural grammar, this is the course for you. It is a 12,000-mile journey across America, right? A lot of us can't travel right now, but you can in this course, allearsenglish.com/connection. So there is an interview at a farmer's market with a woman who's like describing all of these beautiful ingredients that she's buying and just beautiful, lovely vocabulary about food and stuff. Oh, so good. Anyway, at the end of the interview, Lindsay asks her philosophy on life. And she says, well, when I meet St. Peter at the Golden Gates, I want him to look at me and say, Karina, what have you done? And then I say, what haven't I done? Send me back.
I love that.
That's so funny. So it's like she doesn't really want to think about that. She just wants to live her life and do all the joyous things that she can, right? She wants to experience all of it. And I kind of love that like aggressive attitude, that like positively aggressive attitude towards life.
I know, right? Can you think of something I haven't done? If so, send me back because I want to do that too.
Right? Totally. Totally. I love it so much. So if you're like a risk taker, right? I love that this could be your philosophy that you can talk about. You're asked about your risk taking and maybe extreme sports and stuff like that, traveling to difficult places. These are all questions that come up on the IELTS exam. You could take this philosophy, right? You could just be like, you know what? I am willing to do and try anything. I want to experience everything this world has to offer. So when I do die, I can say, what haven't I done?
I love that so much. This is such, these are really great quotes for speaking. Like you said, they're pretty short, easy to memorize, and they would fit for so many different questions, right? Where you can share that philosophy or share one of these quotes and really add a little spice to your speaking answers.
Totally. I love it. All right. We have two more quotes for you guys. The next one, a famous author, George Bernard Shaw. What is his quote?
So he said, life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself.
That's fun.
I love this thought that you can't just sit around and expect to be able to discover talents and things you're interested in. You have to be very proactive about creating the kind of person you want to be.
Totally.
Honing and practicing those skills and talents.
That's why, you know, like we hear so many people that have fantastic English, but they still cannot get above a 6.5 on IELTS. You know what I mean? Like native speakers don't even get nines. That's not a guaranteed on IELTS. So this is like, you can't just wait for things to happen to you. You can't wait for opportunities to arise. You can't just be passive when it comes to IELTS, right? You have to actively create the future that you want, right? You have to put in the time and effort to learn all of the strategies, improve your overall English. And like I said at the beginning of today's show, we know that's hard work, right? That's why we're here to help you guys. But this is such an active, inspirational quote. If I were you guys, I would just like write this on a huge piece of paper and stick it on my wall while you're studying for IELTS. You know, stay motivated. Go after that 7. Go after that 8. Okay, the last quote, guys. Much older than all of the other ones. It's from Socrates. It's one of the most famous quotes, honestly. So, the unexamined life is not worth living. I honestly come back to this a lot because sometimes I feel like, you know, we all have guilt. We have mom guilt. We have dog guilt. We have partner guilt. We have person guilt, where it's just like you don't feel like you're using your time in the best way sometimes, even if you are, right? Because there's so much to do. And guys, right. Part of my like self-care, part of feeding myself is that I listen to philosophy podcasts and I love reading about philosophy. And sometimes I'm like, is this helping me? Like, shouldn't I be working or, you know, doing anything else right now? But you know what? No, guys, we need to look at ourselves. We need to look at how we spend our time. We need to look at what our values are and how we reflect those values in our life. You know,
and I know some of you as IELTS students are, you feel like you're stuck in a loop. If you've taken the exam several times and your scores aren't improving, if you're not taking that time to sit back and examine, you know, what do I need to do different? What needs to be changed up here? It's going to be the same issue over and over. Like we were saying, it takes work, it takes effort, and you do have to be thoughtful about what you should be spending your time on. You know, are you using a study plan? And if you're not, then it's going to become very frustrating.
That is such a good way to connect that quote, Aubrey. I am so impressed. Yes, exactly. I mean, how many questions do we get that's like, every time I practice this IELTS reading test, I get a 5.5. Why? Every time I take the IELTS exam, I get a 6. Why? So it's like, guys, I mean, you have to examine how you are preparing. Because that's what's getting you a 6. You know what I mean? Like that's what's getting you a 5.5. So you need to change what you're doing if you expect a different result. And that's, you know, and that's it. Like that's a fact. If what you're doing isn't working, then you have to find another way. So we're going to give you some resources right now to find another way, guys. First of all, our online course is always available, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And what if you need to take a break from IELTS? What if you're not taking the exam for another 6 months? Then get into the Connected Communicator course. Get that overall English up to an 8 before you tackle the IELTS strategies. So check that out, guys. 12,000-mile journey across America. It's amazing. AllEarsEnglish.com/connection. And then last thing, guys, if you are an All Ears English fan, become an ambassador. Share the show. Win a prize. Go to AllEarsEnglish.com/share contest.
Awesome. This is really fun. I'm excited for you guys to share the podcast. All Ears English, it's amazing. 4 episodes every week, and they're always a really quick win, right? There's great vocab and idioms, but they're like 10 to 15 minutes. You can fit them in wherever you have time, a lot like our podcast. Some podcasts I listen to these days are like 2 hours.
Oh, my God.
It's such a time commitment.
I listen to those.
I do, but you're like, you're interrupted, and you have to, it's hard to find the time. These, you can find the time for this podcast, you guys.
Definitely. Awesome. All right, Aubrey, thanks for talking about philosophy today.
Yes, that was really fun. I'll see you next time.
All right, have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.